When stock prices plummeted this year for Whole Foods Market, a lot of people saw that as a sign that green companies were wilting during this dark time in the economy. Whole Foods has one of the best-known names for natural and sustainably made products and caters to people who are willing to pay more for them.
You know, it's really easy to look at stores like Whole Foods or companies selling green products and see that they're not doing as well as last year and saying, oh, the green economy is tanking.
Author Joel Macawer has chronicled the rise of the green movement in corporate America through many articles and in his recently published book, Strategies for the Green Economy.
The fact is that no retailer except for Walmart is doing better than last year. They're all doing much, much worse. So this is, the green products sink and swim along with the overall economy. The economy is really bad right now, so a lot of these products aren't doing as well.
But Macawer says the green movement has a leg up on the rest of the economy because what consumers are buying is only part of the story.
Marco's Pizza, may I help you, please?
The smell of garlic and cheese and dough baking at Marco's Pizza is enough to make anyone hungry when they walk in. Some of the biggest names in the pizza biz are closing down stores, but this relatively small Ohio-based chain is growing like gangbusters, tripling the number of stores and franchising in 14 states. Purchasing manager Don Volchek says earlier this year, prices of everything from the mozzarella to the plastic cups were on the rise.
When all of the costs going into restaurants started going up, like I've never seen, and I've been in this industry since I was 17 years old, we wanted to keep our prices the same to the customers, so we looked at cost-cutting mainly in the packaging end.
But Volchek stresses they're not skimping on the pizza. Marcos has started doing things like using paper cups instead of plastic. The new ones are cheaper and biodegradable. Their pizza boxes used to be colorful, glossy, but not very recyclable.
Now our boxes, which the industry has said is the most impressive quality and highest cost box in the industry, we've taken that and we've put new messages on it with the non-varnished look.
Marco's also slightly reduced the size of its pizza boxes, so more fit on its distribution trucks. That saved transportation costs and lots of polluting truck travel. None of this sounds too sexy, but these efficiencies have saved Marco's $2.5 million this year. The cuts they've made have been good for the bottom line and for the environment. Industry strategist Joel Macawer says there are thousands of stories like this.
Once companies squeeze out the waste and inefficiency and the water, carbon, and energy intensity and the toxicity of their products, that's not going to come back as soon as oil prices drop, as we've seen them do, or when the economy goes bad, as it has. This is a fundamental change in how business is being done. And this is just the beginning.
Macawer predicts that companies will continue to innovate new ways to save money, and that's going to benefit the environment. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.